Welcome to the Life Coaching for Men podcast, where real life meets real coaching. I'm your host, Dr. Darren Wilson. Well, welcome in, everyone. Episode 157 of the Life Coaching for Men podcast. Hope everyone's having a good week. I'm recording this early. We'll be in Florida for most of the week next week, doing a little work and a little vacationing. And so I'm recording this the week before. So when you hear it, I won't be on a plane quite yet. I actually come back on Thursday of next week, but I will be en route back to Atlanta. So that's kind of what I'll be doing over the next little bit. I have been around the world and back again, it feels like, or at least the United States. And so still kind of battling a little bit of, I had a little strep throat, which was no fun, a little cold. And so trying to get everything back to normal here and getting closer each day. So this week, I wanted to bring you some habits that can fix about 80% of your problems. And it's funny because, you know, we don't like habits. We don't like routines. We don't like discipline, I think, by nature. Some of you do. Some of you that I've worked with are very disciplined and you love discipline, but some of you hate discipline. And even those of you who are very disciplined can find areas of your life, just like I can, that it's harder to stay disciplined in. Isn't that true? And for some of us, it's maybe getting up early. For some of us, it's, you know, how we eat. For some of us, it's, you know, whatever. So this week, just wanted to give you a few habits that can help you. And again, just like with a lot of these that I give, there are going to be some of these that will not resonate with you. You'll be like, of course, everybody does this. And then there will be some that might make you think. And all I ask you to do is take stock and, you know, see if these can help you in any way. And if they can help you, then that's great. I hope you take them and I hope you ponder on them and think about them and develop them and actually put them to use. And if they don't, then that's fine. Just kind of put them on the shelf or tell somebody else and or at least, you know, let somebody else know that this is something that might help them. So these came from Mindset Focused on Instagram, and I've tweaked them a little bit, but that's where I got them from. So kind of like, you know, I like giving, obviously giving credit to where they come from, but I like all kinds of different places to find some content, and that's where these came from. So, number one, and again, some of these you're going to be like, well, of course, but some of you need to really take stock, right? I know I've worked with some of you who probably could take stock in some of this stuff, and then I just know humans, and I know me, so we can all take stock in some of these. So, number one, plan your day the night before. Actually, plan your day the night before. Planning your day the night before is an incredibly popular productivity strategy that actually works because you know what's going on the next day. If you are just getting up and going, oh, wonder what I've got today, or you don't keep a calendar, or you're not taking stock of what you need to do that day before 8 or 9 o'clock the next morning, you're not going to be as focused. You're going to have a more difficult time getting things done. You're going to feel more scattered, and you're not going to be living in a habit-filled life, right? So plan your day the night before. Get everything you need ready for in the morning. Do you do this, or do you just kind of get up and go, oh, I got to go make the coffee. I got to do this. I got to. No. So I like to have coffee in the morning. My wife doesn't drink coffee, but I do. But she'll make us a protein smoothie every morning. Every night, the night before, she sets out everything for that protein smoothie. It's ready to go, other than something maybe that needs to be refrigerated. She pours it out, gets it in the mixer. It's ready to go the next morning, right? Things are simpler when everything is planned and handy. All you have to do is get up. You do have to get up, but you have to just get in the kitchen or get in the area where you make things, push a button, make it happen. Same thing for your work day. If you work from home, get yourself up, get dressed, and begin your workday from home. Some people, you know, especially since COVID, that are, you know, a lot of people get to work from home, they never get dressed. They never feel like they're productive. Get yourself dressed just like you're going to an office. But the beginning of that is to plan your day the night before. Number two, I like this one. It's kind of like the 5-minute rule. If it takes 5 minutes or less, do it. If it takes 5 minutes or less, do it. For some of you, you procrastinate on things and you're like, oh, that little thing, I'll get to it. No, just do it. If it takes 5 minutes or less, do it. If you can do something that takes 5 minutes or less to complete, do it right away. Check it off. It gives you something that you said, hey, I have accomplished something, right? Getting those simple tasks done right away prevents a lot of clutter, and it prevents a lot of stress later on. And especially, hear me, especially if it's something that you don't like doing, but it takes 5 minutes or less, then do it. Could be as simple as taking the trash out. The trash is overflowing and it takes you 5 minutes to, you know, get the trash tied up and take it out and put a new bag in. Do it. Don't leave it. Don't let that clutter stay around you, right? So if it takes 5 minutes or less, do it. Same thing's true for making your bed. Make your bed in the morning. You accomplish a task before you get the day even going. You've accomplished one task by making your bed.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right. Number three, create a morning ritual. Now, for some of you, you scroll through Instagram and you look through Twitter and you get on Facebook and there are 50,000 morning rituals that you are supposed to do. I am not telling you to do all 50,000 morning rituals that take from 4 a.m. to 9 a.m. Don't do that. Do the things that work for you. Just have a morning ritual. Don't make it difficult. Don't make it complicated. Just do it. Now, I like to say practice waking up early, but I don't even care if it's real early. Just practice waking up at the same time. That will help you. That will help your sleep. Get up at the same time. Help yourself get prepped for the day, because some of you work late. Some of you stay up late. I get that. You don't have to get up at 5 a.m. or 6 a.m. even. You know, get up when you want to get up. But do it at the same time. Have a morning ritual. Practice waking up. Prep for the day. Make time for exercise. Get your body moving sometime throughout the day. Make time for meditation or prayer. The more you practice it, the more your life will get better. You will be able to calm your brain. You'll be able to calm your body. You'll be able to calm your spirit. So have a morning ritual. Have a quiet time in the morning. Have some time that it's just you. Have some time that it's just you. If you like to pray, spend that time praying. If you like thinking about people, if you like being grateful, if you like feeling grateful for yourself, grateful for what you have, that's the time to do it. But create a morning ritual. Again, I don't care what it is. I was looking at a thing the other day on Instagram, and a guy was basically making fun of this. He said, by the time I get all this stuff done, I'm exhausted, right? So yeah, so it's got to be something that works and works well for you. All right, number four, follow the 80-20 rule. Invest most of your energy and time on those specific tasks that create the biggest impact and maximizes your productivity, right? 20% of your tasks yield 80% of the results. 20% of your tasks yield 80% of the results. I guarantee you that's true. So focus on that. Invest your time and energy on the things that make the impact the best for you. Years ago, John Maxwell, in one of his books, talked about basically this very principle. He said, why waste time on things either you don't do well, right, that you could have someone else do for you? Don't waste time on that. Waste or maximize your time on the things you do well and the things that give you the biggest return on your investment in you. whether that's monetary, whether that's time, whether that's personal, whether it's personnel, whether it's family, whatever that is, follow that rule. And number five, the last one in this, get enough rest. Get some sleep. Some of you aren't getting sleep, right? It's hard to enjoy the day. It's hard to be productive without enough sleep. Get things done as expected. You've got to get rest for your body. You got to get rest for your mind, right? There's so many studies out there that talk about how sleep helps your muscles to grow and regenerate, how it helps your body, right, to get just the rest that it needs, helps your mind, just all of that. I did a podcast on ways to sleep and sleep better, right? Some things to do. Go to bed same time every day. Get up the same time every day. Turn your screens off. Make sure you have a dark room. Make sure you have a cool room, right? Make sure you have a great sleeping environment. A lot of those things that you can do to ensure that you will sleep and sleep well. So some things that can help you fix 80% of your problems. Will it fix everything? No. But getting in a habit of doing these things will certainly start. And for some of you who've gotten a little out of, you know, kilter, these things will help. And I would add in there, you know, with exercise, also diet. Think about your meals. Plan your meals. You know, I think that's something that's important, especially if you struggle with weight or you struggle with eating healthy and you want to eat healthy. Plan those out just like you would the day before with your schedule. Plan out what you're going to eat. When you actually plan what you're going to eat and you track what you're going to eat, it's amazing what you see and what you can accomplish, right? So plan your day the night before. If something takes 5 minutes or less, do it. Create a morning ritual. Follow the 80-20 rule. Get enough rest. And then I would throw in there about your food and your eating habits as well. So that's what I have for you this week, folks. I hope you're all doing well. Hope you're taking care of yourselves. I hope you're investing in yourselves. And I hope you're doing all that you can to be the person that you want to be. I look forward to seeing you next week. Hope everyone has a super week. You guys stay safe. I'll see you next Thursday. Take care, everyone. Thanks so much for listening to the podcast. If I can help you in any way, reach out to me today, drdarrenwilson@gmail.com, or go to the website, drdarrenwilson.com, and sign up for a consult today. Can't wait to see you soon. Take care, everyone.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications through LifeMD? LifeMD is now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.